This is a recording of an article from the Gundagai Independent of Monday, the 26th of August 1957. The headline reads, Gundagai footballers were caught offside. Mark recorded against hotel. A big crowd of footballers, football patrons and a rugby league referee were ruled offside in the Gundagai court last Friday. His Worship, Magistrate Bill Finlay, who had charge of the whistle, found that 30 locals were within the 5 yards at the Gresham Hotel on the afternoon of Sunday, 9th of June last. On that Sunday, Gundagai met Burua on Anzac Park and the match was being replayed when at 5:30pm, the OC of Police, Sergeant Reg Crowhurst, intercepted and scored. Referee Finlay was told of a really sparkling move which commenced when the president of the Gundagai Rugby League Club, Paul Foley, who was in charge of the pub, kicked off. Taking the rushes cleanly, Noel Goodsall sent back to Foo Ballard, who dummied and then flicked past to Chewy Galvin, punting the point high. Galvin sent the foam into the air and coming through, Budgie Jones turned on a guzzler. The cheers of the crowd were heartening, and from the hill, Jack Watling, Dickie Jones, Bill Beattie, Frank and Ron Hindmarsh cheered referee Leo Boynton as he ordered a middie. From the ruck, Phil Carberry emerged and securing possession sent Reg Hawthorne on his way, who with Gary Dunn and Barry Luff backing up nicely carried play to the parlour. At this point, the game grew in intensity and Jim Hartley, Jim Ballard and Jim Bartlett shouted as Ted Tout crashed through the ruck to get a sizzler out to Ozzie Walsh, who since in the opening went goblet-like for the line. Beautiful reverse play to the bar saw Keith McAllister flashing up with Bob Bartlett and Colin Coulton in support. As Gordon Paslow raced in onto the field with his hope chest, Tom Wainwright introduced John Meeks and John Myers to the players. Attacking right on the line, the crowd was mad with excitement. Noel Horn, Tom and John Smith and Ken Jamison all threw their hats in the air and were ready for the shout when Reg Crowhurst called it no match, and the 30 men were named for indiscriminate play and went home arrow-wise. Mr. Finlay, as the one-man judiciary committee, fined each of the players a total of £4, which he inflicted a £15 penalty against the licensee of the Gresham, Leonard Kieran Foley. Beside the fine, the court ordered that a mark be recorded against the hotel in which so many footy matches have been replayed. Sergeant W. Donaldson, the police prosecutor who acted as one of the selectors, told the judiciary that the footballers were a decent lot, there being no bodgy or hoodlum element among all the players were of good character and the game was well conducted. It strikes me, remarked the stipendiary magistrate as he looked down the list of players, that we have a fair cross-section of the community here. The skipper of the Gresham, L.K. Foley, appeared on his own behalf, and 28 of the players, whilst two others had solicitors to plead for them. In all, the costs and fines for staging the match amounted to £135. Not a bad gate for the Crown.